USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump leaves the NATO summit in Brussels saying he believes the alliance is doing much better than it was before he arrived for those meetings. He says that NATO allies have agreed to step up defense spending.
We will go to much higher than 2% into the future, but right now we're getting people up to 2%, and that'll take place over a fairly short period of time, a short number of years.
A NATO spokesman says member nations had already agreed on spending 2% of GDP before the summit was held. President Trump is now in London, where he'll be meeting with the British Prime Minister. U.S. military officials say North Korea was a no-show at a meeting to discuss the return of remains of U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. U.S. officials reportedly waiting at the demilitarized zone when the Korean officials just never showed up. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, famously leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.